like I'm one of the kids there in the house, really enjoying it. When I moved to Durban, I never thought I'll stay with you in the house, but it's been such an amazing experience. You know, I always say that if you want to be discipled by someone, you have to spend time with them, right? Otherwise, you won't get to know them. You won't get to know the real person. And it's such a blessing for me to be in a pastor's house with a pastor wife and the kids and to learn so much. You know, we always think ministry is like, woohoo, on stage, it's so cool, here we go. It's tough. Mostly it's hours and hours of prayer. I don't want to tell you all the stories in the house, but they pray. Good, all good stories. Anyway, so I'm really privileged to be here. I feel so safe in this place. So safe. Thank you very much for this venue. And may God use it for His glory. And I feel so safe being between all of you ladies. I've only been here for 7 weeks, but I feel like part of the family. And just listening to everyone sharing today, I'm like, wow, Lord, I get to be in this church? you know, when God sends you somewhere, you're like, oh no, I'm going to miss the, you know, moan. We like moaning. But I'm sitting here today and I'm like, wow, what a privilege to be between these ladies. And I'm really looking forward to get to know you better. I have a sermon. Let me go to that. Right, so awaken. I love awaken. I love moving. So is it fine if I like move this way, that way? So awaken we've been having in Cape Town for a few years now. I love it when all the women get together and just, you know, gathering God's word and hear what He's speaking, and He always has a word for us. You know, so if you're here today, He has a word for you. I mean, you already got a word. But He has something for you. He's like, I brought you here for a reason. It doesn't matter if someone invited you or, you know, I just pick you up this morning and here you are. You're here for a reason. God has an appointment with you. He wants to meet with you. That is our God. That is our good God. Okay. So we went to Awaken 1 year, and a very good friend of mine, Awaken was done. We were sitting in the car afterwards, you know, chatting, and we're like actually feeling a bit hopeless, and this is just too much, and you know, what are we going to do? And all these ladies speaking up there, and to be honest, they're all married, and they have kids, and it's just, you know, they have the life, and here we are, and you know how we can get, especially with your very good friends. And we were crying a bit and moaning, and we realized, oh, we don't have the answers. We just came from a women's conference. Praise God, the whole weekend now we're sitting here moaning. And we said, okay, let's invite God into this call. Let's invite Him to come now and to come and speak to us. And we were sitting in the car and we prayed and said, Lord, come and fill this car. Come and fill this car. Now, it's not like God hasn't been in the car all the while, but just in that moment, we were so aware of God's presence filling that place. God's manifest presence just coming into that car, and we knew God is here. Now, I don't know if you've been in that situation, but we couldn't fall down on our faces because we're sitting in the car, but we were just like, we cannot believe. It's almost like you don't want to open your eyes because you're too afraid to what's going on in this car. But we had a moment like that. And it's so funny. We think God's going to come and say, don't worry, you're going to get a husband. Or don't worry, this is going to happen. Don't worry, I'm going to give you a good life. But He asked us a question that day, that evening. Actually, He asked us, if you could be any woman in the Bible, who would you like to be? I don't know if you've ever thought about that question. There's a lot of women in the Bible. But we were sitting there and we realized, if God asked me a question, I should really think about this. You know? It's not like just the first lady that pops up in my head, I want to be like her. So we sat there for a few minutes and we thought about it, looked at each other, and I'm like, do you have someone? She's like, yes, do you have someone? And we shared, and it was total opposite ladies, of course, because my friend and I were total opposite personalities. But that day, we went before God and we said, Lord, I want to be like this woman. And she was like, Lord, I want to be like this woman. And saying this and saying it to you, we know that there's going to be sacrifice in this. Because what these ladies did, they didn't live normal lives. They had extraordinary lives. I mean, they are in the Bible. You know, they should have done something right. So that day, we're sitting there praying and saying, Lord, we want to be like these women. Crying our eyes out, you know, sobbing. That's the right English word, right? Sobbing, like, really, like, we're giving this to you. And when we drove away from Awaken, we were so full of excitement all of a sudden. And purpose. We had purpose. Because we just said to the Lord, we want to be like that person. And believe me, God listens. And he has been shaping us and moving us to become more like these people. Okay, so what I'm getting at, long story, sorry. But what I'm getting is that all of us want purpose, right? So if we are in a hopeless situation, we don't know where we are, what we're doing, where I'm going, it's always amazing to know that I have purpose. If I know I have purpose, I have to do this. This is why I'm here. This is what I should do. Then all of a sudden, there's excitement. All of a sudden, there's something else in me. Do you agree? Okay, great. Nodding. I like that. Okay. So I have a little thingy here. What I want to ask, actually, we've been talking about building, and I love it. Also, what I wanted to share, my mind is going 10 different directions, but let me stick to one. Everything that's been said today, I'm actually, Lord, I don't have to speak. Yeah. Because everything that's been said, God already said through all the ladies that spoke and so on. But I think it's because he really wants to come and speak to us today. Isn't that so cool? Anyways, so why do you want to build? Why are we building? If we have to build, why are you building? I'm not going to open it to the floor, but just think about that. I have this thing here. Tracy just gave me a whole string here. Thank you, Tracy. I'm going to have to roll it down. Didn't think I have to do this, but I'm going to. I actually wanted the rope, but here we go. It's very long, eh? Okay, so you get the idea. This thing is very long. Imagine, if you've seen this before, I saw it somewhere, but I really want to share this with you today. Imagine this thing, this line, this, what do you call this? Ribbon. Imagine this ribbon goes on forever and ever, like around the world, to the sun and back, in all the galaxies. Like this thing doesn't stop there. It just goes on forever, okay? So imagine this is your existence, okay? We're going to live for eternity. So imagine this is you. You know, this is your life going on forever and ever and ever. Now, this little black part here, do you see that little black part? That's your life on earth. Okay? Just to give you a bit of a picture. So here we are on earth. There's the rest of eternity. If we see it like that, this it's actually not all scary, no? Like, this thing is long. This thing is long. And it's not like for eternity even. But what we do on earth with our life now has an impact or determines how we're going to spend the rest of eternity. When I heard this the first time, I was like, I better look at how I'm living now. Why am I living? Why am I building? Am I building for me, or what's happening in my heart when I speak, when I do things? Why do I do things? I better check out how I should live my life on earth, because I want to spend the eternity in the right way, at the right place, where God wants me, what he has in store for me. Do you agree? Okay, cool. Let's read the scripture before I talk too much. Let's step on my own eternity. Okay. Revelations 22:12-13. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay each one for what he has done. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. God is coming back. Jesus is coming back. We never speak about it. I don't know why. When it's like, must be the biggest thing that we live for. Jesus is coming back. It is almost like we want to say to everyone, Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? what are you living for? Like, I'm standing here, I'm like, Durban, are you ready? Jesus is coming back. When I'm praying, how am I praying? With like, anger. Why am I praying? Jesus is coming back. What am I living for? You know? I'm getting excited. Okay. So, let me go on. How then should I live this book? Easy to say, what am I living for, you know? But how does it look? How does this building look that I have to build? We're talking about building. How does it look? And I think we can, there's many things that I can say today. That's probably why we go to church and why we have fellowship with our friends, so that we can learn and we can learn more how to, you know, live this little part on earth. How do Christ want me to live this part? Well, firstly, by surrendering my life to Him. But I know God has a very specific word for us. There's a very specific word for us. And I believe He's giving it to us today. Our lady sitting here. Let me read the scripture. This thing is new, by the way. It's a gift. I don't know how it worked, really. So, so my first time preaching with this thing. So if I throw it or... Psalm 1 verse 3. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and all that it does prospers. I don't know if you've ever read that scripture. For me, that is a beautiful picture. Don't you want your life to look like that on earth? This magnificent, I think I have a picture there. This beautiful tree standing by the river, you know, bearing a fruit in its due season, always having these green leaves, always having water, the roots are nice and deep, and then in all that he does, so all that she does, I don't know if the tree is she or he, but in all that she does, she prospers. Wow. I mean, if God can say that of my life, that would be pretty amazing. And what I feel for us as ladies here today, God is saying, I want you to look like this. It's not a law thing. It's not like, get in shape, be like this. He's like, this is what I have for you. This is who I created you to be. That tree, standing by that mountain. Specific word for us ladies today is to be that tree. That beautiful tree. God is saying, I have this for you. I want this for you. So for us to know how do we get there, we must go to the previous verses, okay? Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither, and all that he does, prospects. Now, I must say, the first time when I read the scripture, and God really spoke to me through it, and I read it like this. I was like, okay, Lord, so I must delight in your law. Another word for law is instruction. Okay? So the word, God's word, is our instruction. Like, He instructs us how to live our lives and all of those things. So if the Lord spoke to me, and He said to me, I have to regard others higher than myself. Okay, so that's God's word. So I was like, okay, I have to delight in this. Lord, I'm going to start to delight in your word. So every time I have to, you know, respect someone more, after regard someone higher than myself, I'm going to say, yes, Lord, I'm delighting in regarding this person higher than myself. Then Lord said to me, okay, now move to Durban. Okay, Afrikaans ladies, moving to Durban. Anyways, God's ways is higher than ours. But then God says to me, okay, move to Durban. And I'm like, okay, God has given me instruction. That's also His instruction, speaking to us, okay, prophetic voice. I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm going to delight in moving to Durban, you know. Is that how it looks like that? This is how I must look when I delight in the instruction of the Lord. It's pretty difficult just to work yourself up like, yes, yeah. How does it look to delight yourself in the Lord? And then it says, meditate and on his law, he meditates day and night. So I even tried that. I laid in my bed, I was like, the God is high in the sun. The God's eyes high in the sun. Move to Durban. Move to Durban. You know, I was like meditating on it. I'm like, this is what the word says I must do, so I better do it. Okay? This is how I feel. But I missed something. I missed the whole point of the scripture. And what I missed was the intimacy that was happening here. You know, I was like law driven. I was like, the word says I must do this, I'm gonna delight, you know, kind of thing. But I missed it completely. I missed the intimacy out of which place this verse was written. There's a relationship going on here. He says, I delight in doing your law. Why? Because I know you. Willing to surrender anything and everything because I love you. Therefore, I will delight in your law. It goes something like this, like for me, I was all of a sudden at a place and I'm like, Lord, but do I delight in doing your law because I know who you are? I know that you love me. Lord, I know that you gave me everything, like you loved me first. You called me out of darkness into your marvelous light. You know, I was blind, I can see, I was dead, I can live. Lord, who am I that you love? Me, little Marichin, me, little. You know, who am I? I mean, if I was Eve, I would probably eat of that fruit every day. Isn't it? How many temptations do I fall for every day? And still, God loves me. And still, God sent his son to die for me. Lord, you're doing this every day. Every day, you forgive me. Every day, you love me. Every day, you are with me. And even more than that, Lord, you say, I can come to you. I can come into your presence. I can sit at your feet. I can hear your voice. The King of Kings wants to talk to me. Who am I? Lord, you did all of this for me. I will delight in your law. I will delight in your instruction. So I was like, Lord, show me a lady in the Bible who did this. Okay? I want to delight, and this is how I want to live my life, but give me an example of a lady in the Bible. And I find this amazing lady in the Bible. Let's read this whole piece. In the 6th month of the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. For you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And on his throne there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. I think we can preach probably like 20 sermons or more about that piece. I think we sort of just read over this over Christmas time and we miss the whole story. But what I see is a woman who knows God in the first place. you know. I see a woman who's so humble. Like, Lord, why would you come to me? I see a woman, and this is what I want to focus on, is the last verse, verse 38. How does Mary respond to this? Now first, let's think about it. If you are young, you know you're going to be married to someone. You're not married yet. You're still a virgin. You know, all of a sudden in the community you are pregnant. What does everyone think about you? You know, the obvious. It's going to be embarrassing. In that time they could even have stoned her for what happened. She fell pregnant. You know? I think at that moment, I don't know what went through her mind, but mine would have been something like, how am I going to do this? They're going to say this, and I'm going to work this out, and no one's ever going to believe me if I say the Spirit came over me, and, you know, my life's going to be a mess. She didn't even know at that moment if Joseph is still going to marry her. So she laid everything down. At that moment, it's not weeks. It's not years to pray about it. Okay, Lord, I hear you. Let me go pray about this first. No, in that moment, she said, behold, I am your servant. I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. That to me is profound. I'm like, I want to be like Mary. The Lord speaks to me. I want to respond like Mary did in my little life here on earth. I want to respond to her. But what I see here is trust. Do you think she would have responded like that if she didn't trust God? God is asking us today to trust Him. Do we know what it means to trust God? To let go, what does the word say, of all of my understanding? How I think, how I reason, what should happen, what is going to happen. But say, Lord, I lay it down and I trust in you with all my heart. You know what? God knows better. He's saying today to you that if you just trust in me, my plans are so much bigger than yours. These things that are happening in your life, it's for your good. These things that I'm asking you to do, it's for your good. It's not to punish you. It's not to say, just get on with it, learn a bit more, grow more. People say always, I'm here to grow more. No. You know, Lord's like, this is for your good. There's a reward. I'm coming back. There's a reward. How I want you to spend eternity amazingly. I have good things for you. I love that scripture that says, and all things work together for good for those who love it. Now people always use that scripture and say, you know, you'll be a blessing, and it's true. But I think God is saying, these things that's happening in your life that you are just like, this is so frustrating me. You know, if I have to use something like, I have to clean this dirty nappies. I'm not feeling like that, but say something like that. It's a very funny way of cleaning the nappies. I'm quite enjoying it. But, you know, God says, even that little thing that is frustrating you at the moment, I'm using it for your good, for you to become more like me. Because why are we on earth? We have to become more like Jesus. Love Mary. The more I think about it, the more I really like this woman. I was in Victoria. I was visiting a friend, and this was just like a few days before God showed me that I must come to Durban. And I was reading, it was that part where Jesus was crucified, and all the people were shouting, crucify him! Crucify him! I don't know if you ever read that part. And I remembered long time ago, a pastor said, yeah, that's all of us in the world. We actually all there say, crucify Jesus. And I was like, as I'm reading it, I'm like, oh, sorry, Lord, I'm also one of them. No, crucify Jesus. And the Lord came and he spoke to me in that moment. He said, no, not everyone must say, crucify Jesus. Have you read that part? Not everyone was saying, crucify Jesus. Where was Mary? The other ladies, John the Beloved, they were not screaming, crucify Jesus. They were totally different. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, they were there crying. Like, this is my Savior, this is my Son on this cross. I am crying. I am different to all the others that is shouting, crucify Jesus. You know what? The times are going to come when people are going to shout, crucify Jesus. Where are we going to be? Are we going to be with the people shouting, crucify Jesus? Or are we going to be the Jesus followers that's sitting at the cross crying, being different from everyone else? How are we building? What are we doing on this earth? God's saying today, I have called you to be that tree. I want you to be that tree. I will lead you. I will help you. I am with you. And I promise you that what's happening in your life is for good. My instructions is for your good. You know, sometimes we just like be like, Lord, this is too much. I'm just going to do my own thing, whatever. But God is like saying, my instructions is for your good. I love you. I did die for you. I didn't die for you in vain. I have a purpose with you on this earth, and I'm going to show you how to live. You know, some of you are like, Lord, but I went through really difficult times. God's like, I'm going to use it for good. Trust in me. Some of you, God has been calling you to certain things. He's been saying for you certain things, and you've been ignoring it because it's too hard or too difficult, or it just doesn't make sense. You know, all my friends are doing this. Why should I be doing that? But God is saying, trust me. Be obedient to my instructions. It's for your good. Delight in my law. Delight in what I'm telling you to do. He's calling us to himself. Always, God is calling us to himself. You know what? I think our time is running out. But in the Old Testament, there was a lot of prophets. What did they always do? Call the people back to God. When did it go really bad with them? When they went walking close to God. Go read the Old Testament. When things go haywire, all of a sudden the prophets come out, they call them back to God, they go back to God, and everything's calm again. Peaceful. Stuff like that happening. God is saying, I want you to be that tree. I want you to be that tree. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be storms in your wings. Leaves and your things are going to, you know, go and whatever. But it's for your good. It's good for the tree. It's good for you. It's good for the people next to you. God is calling us back to him. How are you living this part? What are you building? Building for me? For my comfort? For my riches? Building for God? For eternity? I want us to all close our eyes. Father, we thank you that we can gather here, Lord, in this amazing place, Lord, and just hearing your word, and that you say that you love us, Lord, and that you are for us, and that, Lord, that your plan is actually perfect, and that we, Lord, can come with surrendered hearts today and say, Lord, we give it to you. When we have to make a choice and say, who do I want to follow? Who do I want to be with? Lord, are we willing to say, Lord, I'll be like Mary saying, Lord, I'm your servant. Let it be according to your word, not mine. Father, thank you that you're talking to us, and thank you that you're always calling us back to you, no matter what, no matter what we've done, in what circumstance it was, Lord, what we did, Father, you're always calling us back to yourself. And Father, we thank you for that today. I want you, just as you, just where you are, just think about what we spoke now, and I don't care how long you've been a Christian. I don't care how many prophetic words you've given. I don't care, you know, how long you pray in the mornings or whatever, but I want you to look at your heart right now and be like, am I living? Am I building for me? Just for this little part in this long string? Or am I living for God? To follow his ways for eternity? For what am I building today? You know what? And we gathered here today so that we can pray for each other. We gathered here today as women so that we can be vulnerable, so that we can come and say, you know what, let's pray together. Why do we always want to do things on our own? Let's stand together. God has called us to have relationship. He's given us friends so that we can pray together and stand together. So I want you today, if you're saying, Lord, I'm just giving this part again to you. This little part here, that black part on that string, Lord, I'm giving it to you. I'm saying no matter what, Lord, I want to give this part to you. I want to be like Mary saying, Lord, I am your servant. Let it be according to your word. I want you to stand up and quickly come to the front. Doesn't matter if you've been a Christian for how long. Just going to surrender and say, Lord, I give you this part. I give you this part. This black part, Lord, I give it to you. It's not mine. I give it to you. God is a good Father. And wherever we respond to Him, He's good. Whenever we in whatever place we are, He's good. He is a good Father. And He loves you. He loves you where you're at. He loves you where you're going. He's saying today that I love you, and that is why I am calling you to myself. Not because I want, you know, anything else, but I love you and I have eternity for you. And right now, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you are just above everything, Lord, and that, Lord, your grace is sufficient for us, that in our weaknesses, that your strength is made perfect. Lord, you're not calling us to be perfect. Father, you're just calling us to come to you, Father. So I thank you, Lord, that we can come to you. I thank you, Lord, that we can come and say, Lord, I give you everything. Lord, I don't want to live for myself anymore. I'm so tired of running after my own things, Lord. I want to live for you, Father. I want to give everything to you. Every part of my life belongs to you. Father, come and take control of what's happening in my life. Father, lead me. Show me how to follow, Lord, that when you give me that instruction, that I'll say, Lord, I want to do that. I want to do that, Lord. It's hard. I don't understand it. I don't know why I have to do this, but I want to do it, Father, because I know that you make things work out together for good for those who love you, Father, and we thank you for that today. I thank you, Lord, for every lady that's here in front. Father, I thank you that you bless them and that you pour your spirit over them, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, that you say that you want to give them more, that you want to, you know, give them new clothes, Father. You want to take off the old clothes, Father, that they had to wear for how long, that it's been their identity. Father, you're saying that is not your identity. That is not who I've made you to be. Your identity is in Christ Jesus. I want to show you who you are. You're precious. You're lovely, and I love you with such a great love. You know what? And when I look at you, you're clean. As white as snow. Thank you, Lord, that you are always faithful, that whenever we draw close to you, near to you, that you draw near to us. And we thank you, Lord, that you draw near to us. And what a privilege, Lord, to be in your presence and to sit at your feet and to give you everything. And it's a precious moment. And as you're sitting here, I want you to realize the precious moment that you're doing right now. Thank you, the Lord.